Welcome to the Chantal Hyde Canada's Dating Coach podcast, where you'll learn to love and be loved. Come understand how powerful you are and share in our common experiences so that we can all grow together. Like Chantal loves to say, let's do this.
I went on a date and I've been watching you for like 2.5 months now, and I was able to be very open-minded what you've been teaching. And I did have to, so there was kind of like two dates. The first date was we went out because he wanted to take me out and I allowed that. There was no kissing, no hugging, no holding hands. It was a really nice restaurant. He got me flowers, opened the door. And then the next day, we're students together at the university. So we had to get actually some systematic approaches done and some homework done. So I agreed to go to his place, which was during the day. So after we were done the homework, he sat on the couch and he put his hand on my knee and I said, okay, well, that's okay. I didn't do nothing about that, but he tried to pull me in. And I said, no, I said, we are nothing more than just acquaintances right now. And he respected that. He respected that. I think with the whole energy of not allowing him to hold me, grasp me, you know, we're just getting to know each other. And I was very shocked. And he respected that. And I was able to leave comfortably, no hard feelings. And I felt really good about it.
Okay. Do you have any interest in pursuing this person romantically?
He definitely is a partner that I would consider, but not in his current situation. He's just leaving a marriage. It's been 1.5 years. He's not ready for that. So I didn't want to give him any hints. I did express that he's a gentleman. It would be nice if we could just be friends, right, and get to know each other a bit more. That's what I said.
Why did you allow the hand on the leg?
I think it's just because we were there and I didn't want to, I allowed myself to put myself in that situation, right? Like in the first place, I know he likes me.
No. Why did you allow the hand on the leg?
Right. So tell me what I should have done.
Because what you're saying is I put myself in this situation, so I need to accommodate certain things because I have to pay for where I put myself. I've worked in strip clubs butt naked. Believe me, nobody put a hand on me that I didn't want, right?
You started. So I guess I wanted it then. I allowed.
You started to make the excuse that location base equals tolerance of touch is what you were saying. I put myself in that position, so I felt I should let him.
I get, yeah, right.
Exactly. Location-based does not mean touch allowance. I worked in strip clubs. If somebody put their hand on my waist, I took it off. I didn't invite the touch. My question is, why did you allow the touch on your leg?
Like you said, it's probably because I wanted to let him, I guess. I didn't see it.
Did you want him to? Or did you say to yourself, well, I went behind closed doors. The least I could do is let him get that far before I set a boundary.
No, I never thought that at all. I guess because I'm practicing this, right? In general, I don't go out because of my nature of being hormonal. Like you want that touch, that feeling, that loneliness, right? So it was good to implement your strategies because I was able to leave in such, and I can be aware next time to do better.
Well, I want you to think, right? I want you to always be 2 steps ahead. When I'm in a strip club, I'm not reacting to people who touch me because I didn't think about whether or not I wanted them to. I know my boundaries when I enter any given situation. And if the boundary is crossed, it's immediately addressed to. So that's why I was asking you, did you want him to touch you or did you think you had to let him?
Yeah, I think it was more of a want. And honestly, I really appreciate you asking those questions so I can self-reflect on it. But I was so happy with the results, putting the ideal, no anything, no sleepovers, no. It was really nice. It was really nice to see the outcome.
But did you actually tell him that? Did you tell him you don't kiss or have sex or give exclusive sleepovers for 3 months?
Actually, prior, this is about 2 months he's asked me out. And so prior to that, I tell him I don't go out just for no reason. I don't just let anyone in my life. I don't want to just
Right, pretend. But I'm asking this very specific question. Did you say you don't do those things for a minimum of 3 months? And he still tried to pull you in for just to hug you? What was he trying to do? What was his intention?
He just tried to give me a hug kind of a thing, and I was able to say no, and he apologized for it.
Okay.
So he's not ready for a relationship?
I don't think he's ready for a relationship. I think I would jump into a very toxic situation because he's still dealing in court with his old relationship, and he's having to deal with those issues.
So why are you letting him touch you? It's a waste of time.
It stopped really quick. It wasn't.
You're playing ego stroke with somebody who's not ready for a relationship that you admit it would be a toxic situation. You're playing ego stroke with that person. You're using him as an ego stroke and you're playing push and pull with him. You're playing games and you're messing with yourself.
Well, I'm really attracted to him. I was very attracted to him.
So you're attracted to somebody who's not ready for a relationship, embroiled in a toxic situation, but you're not using your brain and saying, I'm attracted to him, but he's not right. So I'm not going to let him touch me.
Right. That's great. That's good you're pointing those things out.
This is something I love about Chantel is she makes us think, right? There's no just like, oh, I just did it just because. Like, and that's what she's doing here. She is getting you, and all of us really, because we're all learning with you right now, to critically think about why we do the things that we do. Because if you don't know why you do what you're doing, there's no way for you to change those behaviors to get the outcomes that you actually want.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's why I came on. I feel like it's constructive criticism because even our behaviors are unhealthy, right? Red flags, I present them sometimes. It's going through the book and the it's important for me to admit when I'm, but that's why I wanted to be vulnerable and just say it really did work. It worked. I felt very respected and I felt like a little things like that, that I'm admitting I did. I can now see, oh no, I can do that differently. I'm practicing it, right?
So I like that you found yourself in a situation where you spoke up for yourself and you saw the results. That's a big lesson. People are too scared to speak up for themselves because they're afraid of the repercussions, but that fear is not valid. 99.99999% of the time, speaking up for yourself facilitates the situation, makes things easier for you because you stood up for yourself. But I want you to stand up for yourself in a stronger way. I want you to use your logic, not just your attraction, when you are operating. Yes, I'm attracted to him, but look at his situation. Really not a good idea. I told him I'm using a no kissing for 3 months dating rule. He put a hand on my leg. Off it goes. Off it goes. It's like you don't have to be nice. You don't.
Oh, I did do that. No, I wasn't rude about it because, like I said, I did, though, move him and I addressed it. I said
it was a two-step process. You didn't do it at step one. You did it at step two.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying.
You're right.
Is that we don't allow what we don't want. When you used your logic, you said, I don't want a relationship with him. So you didn't use your logic when he put a hand on your leg. You went to logic when he moved in on you. But the logic should happen at the touch. I didn't invite the touch. I told you I wasn't going to be in a relationship with you. I told you I'm not messing around either, not looking for a hookup. I bet that touch was to see if you could get a hookup. So he put the touch on the leg. You let the touch happen. You went, oh, maybe I'm going to get myself some hookup. So then he moved in more. When we stop the first one, we don't get the bigger one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so those are big red flags then on his part.
Massive. I didn't listen to you. I didn't care what you said. I wanted to go get what I wanted when I wanted it.
Very controlling then.
Yes.
Aw, thank you. Oh, it's so exciting. Well, that's great to know. It was my first date in 3 years, so I was very cautious about it, and I'm just going to keep bettering myself and work on myself, but that's great. Thanks for letting me share.
You're welcome. Here for you.